our spiritual life on this earth, Supreme Master Qinghai teaches us the highest method, the Kuan Yin method, which will enable our souls to be liberated from the cycle of birth and death. And in our daily life, Supreme Master Qinghai reminds us to live a meaningful saint's life in purity and compassion. She shares with us the art of cooking vegetarian cuisine so that we may bring a warm and loving atmosphere to our families and friends. Vegetarian cuisine is not only nutritious, but also helps our consciousness to be in harmony with nature and filled with love for all beings in the universe.
Si nous voulons apporter le paradis sur la terre, nous devons vivre comme les êtres du paradis. C'est-à-dire vivre dans fraction harmonieuse en respectant la liberté et le droit de vivre de chacun. Les cinq préceptes et le régime végétarien ne sont pas vraiment obligatoires. Il s'agit seulement d'un style de vie juste et noble, celui d'un gentleman, d'un sage possédant compassion et grandeur, et dont l'amour inclut toutes les créatures. Étant l'être le plus élevé de toute la création, nous pouvons distribuer cette grâce en préservant la vie dans le monde où nous vivons. Et cela vraiment contribue à la paix sur la terre. C'est cela l'amour, la gentillesse en action.
Supreme Master Qinghai encourages and promotes vegetarianism as the noble way of living. She personally designed the Alternative Living Flyer and launched a global campaign to share this peaceful and loving message to the world.
If we want to truly lead a life of love thy neighbor, the neighbors, including our animal friends, especially they harm us in no way. They only beautify our life, and they are loving, and they make our life more lively, colorful, and interesting. We should preserve them, watch them, love them, enjoy their presence. God has made it clear. He said, I made all the animals to befriend you and help you.
Through her teachings, millions of people have become vegetarians or are changing their ways of thinking in regards to the sentient nature of our animal friends. With heartfelt gratitude, we sincerely thank Supreme Master Qinghai for setting aside her precious time to share with us these wonderful vegetarian dishes and easy cooking tips. We invite you to join us on Between Master and Disciples for a gift of love, simple and nutritious cooking with Supreme Master Qinghai, featuring nori seaweed wrap and boiled mixed vegetables.
We're going to do some nice wrapping today. Yeah. For that, we need some nori seaweed wrap, the one that you use for Japanese sushi. And we have some vegan cheese slice. You can buy them in a health shop.
Smell very nice. Yes.
And we have some of those vegan mush ham, yeah. Or, you know, solid ham, whatever you like. And we have some tofu, hard tofu. You can buy them in supermarket even. You don't have to have all of them. Just one of them or two of them, we do. And we have some onions, the purple onion. Or you can use leeks if you don't like onion, for the Buddhist. Tomatoes for nice color. Some cauliflower, carrot. Voila. And coriander for taste. Of course, some black pepper. Salt. Ground pepper. Doesn't have to be black. Can also be gray. Some cooking oil and cooking oil. I use half olive oil and half sunflower oil because that's what we have today. Not because you have to. One of the oils good enough. Just I didn't have enough sunflower oil, so I mixed together with olive oil. I have also found some surprise broccoli. You don't have to have all this. Have whatever vegetable you have in the fridge, in the kitchen, it'll be fine. Yeah. Just important it make a little bit colorful so the children will love to eat. And of course, you yourself and your guests. You know? The color is important to make it appetizing and a warm atmosphere for the meal. So the tofu, you slide them into thin pieces. And then you slide half of it even. You divide into half. So it's just like a small, your little finger, huh? Okay. You divide this already cut slice into another half like that. Yeah. Continue doing that. Same, okay? Very same. And then divide them into half. If we make it too thick, it doesn't fry quick enough, so we have to make it thin. So it'll be just nice. All right, there are a lot of tofu. And we will also slide the ham like that into small finger size. Or if you have the mashed ham, you just make it like finger size portion. You need to wrap this in seaweed. And you fry them for finger food. And the vegetable, simple. Either you eat it raw like that, or you boil it to accompany this fried food. If everything is fried, then it's too oily. That's why we boil or you will eat it raw like that. It's up to you. And onion, you will also slide them into finger size portion. A little thin, so that you can wrap it together with a vegan ham. Thin slice. Very thin, so it doesn't taste overwhelmingly onion. Just give a little flavor. Spread it out thinly a little bit on a piece of kitchen towel. Even though I already squeezed it after I washed it, but there's still some water inside the tofu. You dab the water away a little bit, so it doesn't splash when you fry. Okay, there you are. Good. And put onions, everything aside here together. The onion, you're not going to put the whole piece in like that. You break them into their small pieces according to the layer. So it's easier to wrap. And we don't want too much onion together with the ham. Actually, it's very simple. It's just because I'm explaining it, so it sounds like a lot of work, but it's not so. The vegan ham, you also cut it the same size, like tofu, more or less. So we can fry them quick. Originally, this is a mashed ham, and I warm them in a microwave, or you boil them, it become a hard piece like this. The mashed ham is convenient. You can shape them whatever way you want. That's what it is. Otherwise, solid ham would be fine. Okay, we'll leave it all here together there. And then we're gonna wrap them. I'll be with you in a while. Alright, okay. So?
The coriander, we chop them fine.
Yeah.
If you have a mashed ham still in a mushy state, then you mix the coriander together before cracking. I'm going to boil this vegetable. We like cut them into smaller portions according to their division already. They have branches like this. Just cut them small. And then we boil them. Or we can eat all of this raw, with a little bit of salt and vinegar, salt, lemon, or maggi, soy sauce and lemon, just soy sauce. Very simple. The thing is, when you cook something oily, it is better you accompany it with boiled vegetable. You know, very quickly boil. You know, like you put them in boiling water, turn off the heater, leave it there for 2 minutes or so, and take them out. You don't boil them too long. So the goodness, the taste, and vitamin are still present. And the carrot, you chop them into finger size and boil them together with these. That's all there is. Very simple food. Finger size or not finger size is fine. Chop them to bite size also good. You don't mind me telling all details because maybe the children are watching and I like for them to know how to cook. See how easy it is to cook. If you want it perfect, then you put it on the chopping board and use a bigger knife to cut it. Or small knife also fine. Just hold a carrot and cut it in the middle. And then it becomes more symmetrical the way you want it. Otherwise, it doesn't matter too much. It will go all in the stomach and make you feel good. See how colorful it is? Green, white, and carrot-ish. Wonderful. Nice. We can eat raw like that even. That's the good news. Yeah. Okay, Hamid, you want carrot, right? Raw? Goody? Here, come.
Yeah. Abby, you want also? Benny also? Alright, boy. Here, Goody. Catch. You lost it? Okay, here, baby. Come. Good boy. Okay.
You guys be cool, eh? And then I'll give you some wrapping stuff later. Nice stuff. Okay? Fattening, but nice. If we don't eat a lot, eat a little bit. And to balance it with the other vegetable. And even if, you know, fried stuff or fattening stuff, I'm not that fattening for you. You'll be fine. Now for the tofu. We're going to sprinkle a little bit of brown pepper on the tofu. Careful, don't make them break, okay? Be gentle handling them. I'm telling you because I broke some already. Sprinkle some salt on it. And I can sprinkle it with a finger like that. Meanwhile, I already heat the oil. Just a pinch of salt. We mix a little bit of salt with the pepper and the tofu. Mix it gently, okay? Otherwise, it might break off. Doesn't matter if it breaks. You can fix them together in one line and you wrap the tofu. Now I'm going to taste to see if it's too much. My salt and oh, that's it. You know, tofu is really more possibility. Very wonderful. Very nutritious. Good for you. No cholesterol, no fat. You can cook them anyway. Even just salt and pepper like this, it tastes delicious already. It even tastes delicious raw without any salt and pepper either. Now we wrap every sheet. You see, they are like this already. I'm going to cut them into 2 pieces so that it just perfectly match with the length of my tofu and ham. So all we do is just
put this piece of nori and get one piece of tofu here. And there's some coriander on it. Or not, yeah, depends.
We do it separately. We don't need all this nori, so we cut it in half.
About the size of the palm. Mm-hmm. A little bit bigger than the palm. And you have to wet the edge of the nori with the water, okay? So it stick together. This is supposed to be very simple. So you could just even wrap the tofu in the seaweed like this. Very small and simple. No need even coriander. But you can put it on. And roll it like that. Okay?
Become like a finger. Right. It's truly finger food. And we leave it on one side here.
Water boiling. Very good. Put the vegetable in the boiling water. Turn the vegetable. Mm-hmm. So that they all become boiled. Don't use too much water when you're boiling a vegetable, okay? Otherwise, if you use it, the water, you can also use it later, the boiled water, to cook soup, right? Don't throw away. Ah, wonderful. Ready? So, just leave it there. When it reboiled, I will turn the heater off and take it out. After you put it in the boiling water, you turn the heat off, huh? Because if it's electricity, it will continue to boil for a long time in any case. So it will be heated anyway, very hot. You can leave it until it reboil and then turn it off, or you can turn it off right away. We transfer the boiled vegetable into the soup so that it keep the color. Yeah. Okay. If you keep it in the water too long, it's different. Okay, we've done that. Normally, this you have to serve right away. So, okay, we leave it aside first for now. The vegetable, we should boil it almost after we finish everything else. Then it tastes fresher. For the cheese, we don't use the whole piece. We use only half of the sheet. Or the cheese sheet, yeah? And also wrap in the seaweed. Yeah, put some, a few pieces of onion together with it, yeah? And wrap it. Bend it and wrap it. Water at the edge, like the other one. And just roll it like a cheese finger. If your children want to learn to cook, you must supervise, you know, nearby all the time, because the children are not used to the heat, the cooker and all that. Huh? And you don't want them to hurt themselves, yeah? But on the other hand, you need to teach them to cook so they can survive without you when they grow up. Also, when you are not well, you cannot cook, they can help you to serve you some delicious, nutritious meal to help your recovery with food and love, all right? You have to teach them from when they were young already. Okay? Even if you don't let them fry the food and all that, maybe not yet when they were too young, but at least they are watching and they're helping you to wrap the food, wash vegetables. Yes, these are very good experience for them. Make them feel like they are participating in the family activities, yeah? And after they taste good, they feel like they're also cooking, okay? For the ham, we do the same as with the tofu. Hmm? Like the ham is already a little salty, so I'm not sure if you want to put some more salt in it or not. Otherwise, you can just dash some ground pepper onto the ham before you wrap. Hmm? Depends on your family. If you have kids and you don't want them to feel too shocked, then you don't put the pepper. Hmm? Just the ham. Just wrap it in the seaweed sheet. And fry. That's all there was. Ham and coriander. Tastes better. Yeah. Oh, it doesn't matter. It tastes good
already without anything. The tofu also tastes good without anything, truly like that. We have so much beautiful food to share with our family. You know, compassionate, healthy food is always good for everyone. If your ham or your tofu kind of broken a little bit and short, and you will just choose another broken piece to match it, to lengthen it, to make it as long as your seaweed. Don't forget to wet the edge with the little water, and then it will stick together like this. You try to separate them, okay? Like, you know where the ham's rolls is and where the cheese are, you know? Or you can just surprise yourself and everybody. Yeah, doesn't matter, does it? Like a lotto, you know? See, I got a ham. Oh, I got a cheese. Also fun, eh? The oil's already. We can put our stuff in already. I like to try the cheese crust. The oil is very hot. If it's too slushy, you cover it. There are some nets you can buy to cover your pot. Don't go too near the oil. Calm down a little bit, alright? That's it. It has to be hot. The oil must be hot, okay? That's it. There. Put them all into it. I'm just trying to keep now to see if it looks. It has to be crispy on the outside. Mmm, very interesting. The cheese wrap. Cheese and onion wrap. We don't leave that too long, okay? If the oil is too boiling, too hot, you transfer it. You put the pot out into the not heated. And then you take it out. Okay. We prepare a kitchen towel on top of a plate and just put your wrapping finger on it so some of the oil will be absorbed. You can also put it on a sieve, and then the oil will also be less when you eat. It has to be very crispy, okay? Crispy outside. Wow, it looks good anyway. Mm. Tastes good also. All of them taste good actually. The ham, the tofu, and cheese. They all taste very, very good. Just to make sure I taste. Wow, very crispy. Be careful, it's hot, huh? It's a ham one. Very, very good. I tested the tofu before. It was also very good. You can't really tell which one is what. Wonderful. Right. Wow. It's really good, you know, to offer it to guests or children. Very fun. You know, you could even experiment with some onion in the ham together with the coriander or not, you know? Mm. It won't hurt a bit. Or just ham alone even is fantastic. If you don't want it too complicated, cut the ham like a finger size and then wrap in seaweed and fry it and voila. Same with tofu, you know? You just make it simple and easy. But if you want to have a little bit more variety of taste, then you put coriander and onion. Mm-hmm. It does look a little bit more professional, you know, when you put some more stuff in your food to prepare, that's all. Okay, for ham or cheese, you put just two very thin pieces of onion in it. Otherwise, it would taste too much of the onion, and you don't taste anything else. Mm-hmm. Okay. What you do is just roll it, put the ham on top of the seaweed, nourish it, and roll it. Just roll it, keep rolling it, like that. And rotate it, huh?
and roll a little bit further down so that it will be neatly wrapped together. I'm sure you can do it nicely, easily. The children can also learn this way to cook. Fun food. It's fun to cook, really, huh? Right. To offer people some nutrition and happy feeling when they have food. When they have good food, they feel happy. Of course, you can be vegan. Yeah. I just blending vegetable and all kind of experiments you can do. Yeah. But in the beginning, it would be nice already if you could cook just vegetarian. You know, compassionate meal, wonderful taste, good looking, and still no harm to anyone and help save the planet. And then it's wonderful. I'm just showing you simple and fun food, okay? For more sophisticated, you can log on into our SupremeMasterTV.com. International, delicious, colorful, and fancy food, all free for you, anytime you want. Because when you first begin to turn your life around and try vegetarian food, maybe you should try with some simple first, like these, or other simple recipes, until you become very adept. Then you can try more sophisticated recipes, yeah, as you like. Otherwise, a simple life is also a very happy life. You don't have to be simple every day, you know, but mostly people are busy. So just have nutrition food and simple. It's really wonderful already. Can you see how I wrap it? Yeah. Tighten the first edge of the seaweed and roll it to the other edge. Second edge, yes, you can roll it to the edge. Okay? Simple. That look good, huh? You can also have spring onions, of course, huh? If you like. It tastes also very nice. Or leeks that I have told you already, but leeks is a little bit harder. Mm-hmm. So you have to chop it fine. If you don't have a quick enough reaction, then it's better you prepare everything first and then fry them all together later on. And not like frying and wrapping at the same time. Can do that also if you can react quick enough and can do both things at the same time. Can also experiment tofu with onion in it or without onion in it. Or you can just use onion for one sort. Not the other sort, also very nice. Don't even need onion at all. You know, when you wrap the nori sheet, you wrap it parallel with the division that is already on the nori sheet. You see, they have already the line like that. So when they do the sushi, they can cut them into small slice. So you wrap alongside this, parallel with it. It's smoother that way, that's all. Otherwise, it don't matter too much. You see, when the oil is too hot and you worry, it sprays, then you put it out on the cold area first, and you put your wrapping things in, and then put it back on the heated cooker. Otherwise, it will spray too much sometimes, depends. You fry only 1 minute, not longer. Mm-hmm. Good. You guys eat first already. No, he's your friend now.
Now we are friends.
He was chained like this day and night. See, operation, the whole his neck, the whole ring of operation
around his neck. You imagine what pain is bad.
Oh, terrible.
I can imagine.
But now he's okay. Everybody have a plate.
Which kind of food is this one?
I invented it.
Yes.
It's a vegetarian, okay?
Yes.
Okay, cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers, everybody. Cheers. Yay.
Cheers.
Happy neighbor.
Yes.
We all eat already. Yes, this is just snacks, okay? Happiness to you, and your wife, and
everybody.
Your father, and your family,
everyone.
And your country. Italy. Good to Italian people. I love Italian people. It's a seaweed, you know, the nori? Seaweed sheet, they use it to make sushi. Sushi for Japan.
Ah,
yeah,
sushi,
okay. And I use it, I cut it into square and then I wrap tofu in it.
Okay.
And soya. They're all vegetarian, vegan, you know, and wrap some vegan ham in it.
Mm-hmm.
And some cheese in it.
Okay.
And a little onions, yeah. And we eat with the finger. Go ahead.
Sir. Thanks.
Oh, sounds good.
Good, no?
Yeah.
Okay.
And the external part is?
That's the seaweed nori. They get it from the sea and they make it into sheet, yeah? And the Japanese use it to make sushi. I just invent to make different. Mm-hmm. Good appetite, everybody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I already prayed before and thank God for you already. So it depends on your luck. You get ham or you get tofu or you get cheese. And you can have vegetable with it, with hand, okay? Today's simple. But you have also knife and fork if you want it. That's cool.
Neighbor, I like you. We all like you very much. You try. If you don't like, you don't do it, okay? I give you and you have options.
This is a suggestion. I mean, this
suggestion only, yeah?
He's spicy.
Okay. I like spicy.
Me also.
When I eat spaghetti.
Spaghetti alla arrabbiata, yes.
Alla arrabbiata, oh, I love very much.
The red
chili
pepper.
Very hot, very hot.
What about your olive tree? Are full of olive or
yeah,
not?
I tell these guys, oh, we have so much olive.
Is it because it's a fruit of the land and you are eating or you are drinking something that you produced yourself?
Organic and it's virgin, cold pressed
no,
olive
no,
oil.
No chemicals, not at all.
No heat, nothing. Expensive
and
olive oil.
Also, yes, it's expensive.
We don't sell.
It is for sure, me also. It's not something that I do for gain. It's just for the pleasure to have something that has been grow up in my land.
Yeah. And we give it to friends.
Yes,
neighbors.
as a gift.
Yeah.
That's all.
Because this crab is organic, freshly produced, so very expensive. You cannot buy outside. You put it in a simple bottle, no label, nothing. Because I really intend to take all this olive and don't waste at all, because we have it already, we must take care. It's a sin to waste food. It's a crime to waste the food. It's already here.
I remember the previous owner of your house.
They plant aubergine, you know, eggplant, they plant salad, lettuce, tomato, everywhere. Very productive.
And the quality was...
Oh, perfect.
It was
so good.
And they were good, really good. They have a particular ability in doing this kind of things.
Yeah. They really love this land very much.
You have the sun, you have the water, you have everything.
Yeah, yes. We must cultivate, okay? Some people don't even have land to cultivate. We have so much. We must plant everywhere. Everywhere we can
plant.
Isn't
it the value to your house? Yeah? Because all around will be something that grows.
I don't care value. We must be productive.
Yes, because it's a pity. Imagine the people that live in the desert, that they have to maximize everything and they have
water.
Nothing. Here we have anything you put in the land that grows. It's so easy.
Is it good though?
It's perfect. And I finished the spicy one.
You're a good boy. Just
and it will be a pleasure to see the olive tree well in shape.
Yes, and produce something.
Yeah.
It's already there. It's a pity to let it go.
First year, if I remember well, you gave the previous owner the possibility to pick.
I did. Because I say they take care the whole year and I come in the end of the year, everything belongs to them.
Yeah.
Before.
I remember that moment.
You have to be correct, you know?
Yeah. You have been.
Because I came in at the end of the year, and they've been taking care all the time until the end of the year. So of course I give it all to them, and they were happy, of course. So they do it immediately.
Sure, but they worked very well with these trees.
They really love their trees. Do your dogs eat vegetable or not? You see my dog?
Little. Some of the things you gave was eaten.
Yeah.
Because he knows that after one attempt, two attempt, three attempt, I gave the food that she likes and she waits.
These dogs have been with me a long time.
Yeah.
So they used to eat no vegetable. The new adoption also.
I'm sure that if I keep the position and if I, little by little, if you are hungry, you have to eat.
Oh, I don't do that. They do eat because they see my dog eat, so they eat together.
The small balls, vegetables that was given from.
I give it to him.
This was appreciated. And Oh, yes.
Oh, good, then we give more.
Yeah, it's okay.
You can buy it from the
Pet.
We give you a bag.
But which is the
shop? You can buy it
from veterinary.
We will give you address. Yes. Your cat can also eat that. First, you mix a little bit with the.
At the beginning.
Favorite food.
Yes.
And later, slowly.
Mixing
more,
little
more.
By little, decreasing one quantity and increasing the other one.
Give you her favorite food together, and then she eats. Yeah. Okay? Maybe better for her health. Number one, you have her longer. Number two, you don't have to feel so pain when she has pain.
Now is the moment on which she is very, very, very in trouble. That's all, but it's the life.
So change it, try.
It's a will.
Try, you know, you don't lose nothing. She's already sick.
You are right.
Because many people try. Change vegetarian food and the dogs can get better. So
In the last, I think... 10 years, little by little, I decreased meat a lot. At the beginning, I was eating on daily basis, at least once a day, meat. Now less and less.
Very good.
And I increased the cereal and vegetables.
So you feel better
Little by little. But I have to put together also physical activity, because also in that case I used to run a lot, in the last year I stopped completely, so I take weight.
Mohammed Ali,
now
are better.
We were vegetarian.
You're vegetarian. Dogs, birds.
It's a good idea. Yeah, birds eat a lot of the fruit. They adore the grapes.
Good.
I approached the bird. Okay, I understood why you were here.
Good for you.
Yes.
You see, we human, we can work, we can earn money, we can buy, but they cannot. So if they can eat, I'm happy. Give them some. They like to eat like snakes also.
I know this one.
Yes.
This was very appreciated by us.
Oh, Yoshi. Wonderful. Then give
this
them
one.
One.
Yes. Where you bought?
Hans Pusia.
Which is the name of it?
Boyo.
Boyo. Ciao, Boyo. Yes.
He's so very affectionate.
Okay. Ciao. This one?
Happy.
Adopt.
This is a big adopted family. This one also adopted. For me. It's Benny, the
Benny.
Oldest. Benny is the white one. Matisse.
Benny.
We enjoyed your company today for a gift of love, simple and nutritious cooking with Supreme Master Ching Hai. Good People, Good Works is up next right after Noteworthy News, here on Supreme Master Television. Blessed be your noble and compassionate hearts.